Now, we're just at the close of the CAST conference, and I feel really privileged. I've bumped into Karen Brennan, and Karen is on the Scratch team at MIT in Boston, Massachusetts. Karen, have you enjoyed the conference?
It's been amazing. The conference has been absolutely amazing. I feel really privileged to be here. The energy of the educators here is phenomenal. And so how can you not feel rejuvenated with events like this?
You seem quite enthusiastic about everything. It's great. You mentioned earlier, you were talking a little bit about Scratch 2, the next stage.
Next,
is there anything you can let us into what's going to be in the Scratch 2?
I can tell you things that we're looking at, because it's like really pre-alpha state.
Sure.
So obviously one thing we're really interested in is named procedures being added to Scratch. Also looking at how to include access to data streams. So how could you access Twitter or Google? One space that's being explored is cloning. So if you have a game with like multiple enemies, you have to like copy.
That's right, yeah.
It's not really great. So that's another thing that's being explored. Also, the whole shift to the online authoring is a big deal.
That's so quite a big move, isn't it?
It is a big move. Because it's really difficult, or I should say, it's not as easy as it could be to grab pieces of projects and bring in. It's really like, it's really challenging at the moment. So to make that easier is another thing that the group.
And one of the things I think some schools struggle with is you've got Scratch 1.2 on that machine, and then you've got Scratch 1.3, and then people say, no, I've created this in a new version. It doesn't,
it's out
of
sync.
So if it's online, people would be able to. Is that certain to be in the next one, or that's a hope?
No, that's definite.
That's definite.
Yeah, that's the one thing I can guarantee.
At the end of your keynote this morning, you were saying that you wanted people to try Scratch if they've never tried it before. You said that you also wanted them to get involved in the Scratch Ed community. And then the third thing,
Attend events, so Scratch Day.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
We'd love to see Scratch Day more in the UK. So.
Right. So there's the Scratch Days, and then you also have these Scratch Ed meetups.
We have monthly meetups.
On Mondays, did you say?
It's the third Saturday of
every month. Third Saturday of every month. And if people obviously aren't in Boston, they can follow these. There's like notes and things you share afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. We try and share as much as we can if you're not able to be there. So.
Was there any seminars today that have left a lasting impression on you? Like, you know, in particular? No?
Well, everything.
Everything.
But two in particular stood out. Well, Tony's talk about, you know, Aristotle and Euclid, really, I was a math major and and I was a computer science math major, and I had never really made the connection in that way. So that was just like intensely powerful to sort of see. Like, I think a lot of times people think computer science is a bit faddish because it's so new in a way. But it just to like tie it to this long history was very powerful. So I sort of geeked out on that. I love that. Another talk I went to was I can't remember the title, but it was the difference between like the problem with just doing without understanding.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Which one I'm talking about. I think it was like Quinn or Quinton. And I thought that was it was very provocative. And I sort of went into it expecting to not like the talk, that he was going to sort of like put down programming. But I think we were really aligned. This idea that you need opportunities to talk about your experiences and reflect. So that was like, I felt really good about that as an agenda.
I suppose Scratch helps fulfill both of those, because with Scratch you can go in and do straight away without necessarily understanding, but then you can start to break parts and tease and then develop your understanding.
And you can connect to the community and ask people and have conversations. So I think, I mean, there's always more we can do to support reflection, and I think that reminded me, like, that is such an important goal, so what more can we do? But, you know, everything's a work in progress.
Is there a way in Scratch of adding comments, you know, like you do in...
So you can, when you, in your scripting area, you can right-click on the scripting area and it'll say add comment.
Put
comment here, and so you can put that and you can attach it to certain blocks or just have it free-flow.
All right,
so,
that just occurred to me. Okay, thank you, Karen, and safe journey back home.
Thank you.
Okay.